welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise.
Now 33 after the hour. I just took my Neo 40. Expect miracles in the next half hour from
I'm a little worried.
Doug on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Why? Because I'm sounding so charged up as
well,
it is?
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. You always sound like you're bouncing off the walls.
Thank you.
But I took my Neo 40 tablet and my Super Beats all at the same time.
Uh-oh.
Really?
So if I start like a few minutes,
that's all,
you'll know why. I feel good, though.
Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Along is Richie McFadden and Ken Kessler. Ken's monitoring our social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. In a few moments, Dr. Ronald Hoffman is going to join us. I get when I start thinking about Time Warner, I try to do what I do with most circumstances that I'm confronted with. Always look on the bright side. Know that song that we love, Richie? Always look on the bright side of life. However, it's very difficult with Time Warner, and Jennifer will agree with me. They're horrible.
It is rough.
They're horrible.
But this is an interesting story today.
All right, so the number here is $229,500, the amount Time Warner Cable has to pay a customer for placing 153 automated calls to her phone in less than a year. They say they had the wrong number. This federal judge awarded this woman from Texas the amount of money because they harassed her with these calls, even after she complained and said, "You are calling me. I'm on the list. Don't call me." The judge in Manhattan federal court, Roberta, ordered Time Warner to make the payment to Aracia King. I believe she lives in Irwin, Texas, just outside of Dallas. She sued last year, saying she repeatedly asked the company to stop. Time Warner says the company is reviewing its options. You know what?
Yeah.
If you're not as stupid as we think you are, you'll pay it and shut up and go away. Then there are those people who say, "I don't care what you say about me as long as you spell my name right." The judge said he tripled the $1,500 penalty for each call because Time Warner's actions were particularly egregious. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody anywhere who likes doing business with Time Warner that has a good story to tell about dealing with these people?
Time Warner Cable, everybody in New York loves to hate Time Warner Cable.
Well, Los Angeles, the same. I have it in the house in Santa Monica. They're horrible. Horrible. And so insensitive and incommunicative. I mean, they just, it's like the government.
Name one cable
company good
that you like because of the way we are forced to have
Verizon's just
company
as bad.
You know, I like my Verizon. It's good service. It's in these situations where I only have one choice.
Yeah.
Time Warner, Cox, whoever it is, Comcast.
Yeah.
And you're going to hate them because you don't have a choice.
There's a song there. Gonna hate them. Boom, boom.
I've been trying to get Verizon Fios in here for 5 years. Can't do it.
Yeah. Can't get it in Los Angeles either.
Impossible.
Yeah. Jennifer, do you have Fios at your house?
No, I have Time Warner.
Is Fios anywhere in LA?
You can get Fios.
I can't get it in Santa Monica.
You can get AT&T in some areas. You can get Verizon in some areas. It just depends on where you live.
Where's Xfinity? Whose is that? Is that AT&T?
Good God.
That's Comcast.
Is that bad?
Service. No, Comcast is buying Time Warner.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, great.
There you go. Anyway, I just think that there is this gang mentality. Trump is an example, this guy Jared. But when it comes to, maybe it's just because I see it from different colored glasses. Time Warner is run by boobs, and the only thing that they're interested in is what their job is, and that's to get the stock as high as they can get it so that the board of directors and the people who are stockholders are happy.
Well,
that's their mission in life.
They're trying to spend less, make more.
Yeah.
You know, if they were smart, they would take this and make it a positive PR moment for them.
But they aren't.
They would do something positive for the woman and make it a stunt.
Yeah.
They send her on a cruise. Do something crazy
Not
to where
smart.
She's a winner. and happy, and everybody goes, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
They got to get the lawyers involved, yeah, and they've got to, you know.
That's stupid.
People who pull those, well, anyway, let's pause for a moment. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is going to join us with some interesting and important medical news. This woman who died of measles in Washington State. Is it still a worry? We'll get to that. And then Jennifer Does Television Report in a few minutes as well. All coming up here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many brains do you have inside that head of yours? And yep, it's a trick question. The answer, 4.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. Not weird. It's actually quite normal.
That's right, 4. There are 3 inside of your head. Okay, I'm getting technical. But based on the laws of encephalization, your brain grew from 1 part into 3. But here's the rest of the science. New research suggests that we have a 4th brain hiding somewhere in our abdomen.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
This brain is responsible for digestion, which is an act so complicated it needs its own specialist directing the activity. Now, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, have you ever heard or used the expression, I have a gut feeling? The truth, you probably do, and you got a specialized brain to help you monitor it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A 2-time All-Star who played for 8 teams in 14 Major League seasons, this outfielder was known for breaking up Dave Steeb's perfect game in 1989 with 2 outs in the 9th inning.
And Roberto Kelly has broken up the Dave Steeb perfect game bit.
So where is Roberto Kelly now? Roberto managed in the minors for a few seasons after his retirement. In 2007, he became San Francisco's first base coach, where he did something he never did as a player, win a World Series. But Roberto had a scary moment during the 2012 postseason.
Roberto Kelly was hit by a ball earlier today during BP and was escorted off the field.
Nice to see that Roberto Kelly is doing just fine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
The stripper movie with the heart of gold for gratuitous man-meat. Magic Mike XXL is large and in charge. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He grew up surrounded by 250 acres of woods and wanted to find an eco-friendly way to mix nature with technology.
During a college project, Ben Vanden Wimelenberg created a 100% wood cover for his iPhone. He knew he was onto something when a campus store wanted to sell it.
So Ben launched a company, Woodchuck Case. His first big break was getting into the Mall of America. From that came Best Buy, with more big box deals in the works.
Ben says his company's goals are to bring people back to nature and to continue to have his products made in the USA.
Combine your purpose and goals to create an opportunity for profit. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes and everybody loves dogs. Put them together and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Meat.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Today on App Check. With Snore Trainer, strap iPhone to chest before bed. Receive warning every time you roll over onto your back. Electroshock therapy optional. Snore Trainer.
Struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
With the great cast and a heart of gold, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel is worth checking into. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
41 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I have Dr. Ronald Hoffman at our service and by our side, with a focus on his incredible newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, which you ought to sign up for. Go to drhoffman.com. Dr. Hoffman here to discuss many different adjuncts of what's going on in the medical community. This woman who died of measles in Washington State last weekend, the first such death in the U.S. in 12 years. There have been a lot of people talking about the measles. You got to get shots. So what do you make of this, Ron?
Well, it's a very unique and unusual event. This is something that hasn't happened since 2003. It's a rare event. Mm-hmm. Pro-vaccine forces are mustering this as a rationale for mandatory vaccine laws across the country, as were enacted in California.
Yeah.
But apparently this woman was taking immune-suppressing drugs for another medical condition that prevented her body from fighting the measles. She had a weakened immune system to begin with. So it's a tragedy, but it, you know, it's an isolated incident. It doesn't mean that we're going to have a widespread outbreak of
But yet the news media has played this up. Yeah. See, we told you. See, yeah. Look at this. See, you better get your shots.
Exactly. Actually, it just so happens that tonight I'm hosting a showing of a movie about vaccine safety, you know, questioning the use of mercury in vaccines as a preservative. Mm-hmm. And there really are some questions. And I don't think that, you know, it's just like sort of global warming. The debate is over, you know, the science is settled, but it's not. Yeah. It's not.
No. And so they'll tell you, I had a pharmacist on the program, somebody who called because I was talking with our other doctor, Ken Kronhaus, about this thing. What's it called? Thimerosal or something? What's the mercury they put in the preservative? What is it called?
Thimerosal.
Thimerosal. Okay, I never get that right. So this guy worked for CVS, and when I said that you ought to ask the druggist or the pharmacist whether the shot you're getting is preserved or not, the cheaper stuff has the preservative in it because it makes it last longer, and I said that you need to know that. And you make the choice, because if you buy the cheap stuff, it most certainly has mercury in it as a preservative. And so this pharmacist called up and said, how dare you give people this information? And I said, because it's right. And he said, no, you can't prove that. I said, really? I said, do you tell the people that come to CVS, to your store, that they have a choice? Well, no. I said, why don't you tell them? Well, because most people would choose the cheaper anyway. Really? If you told them,
it's sort of like GMO labeling. It's
yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like, you know, if they don't want to tell the people that they have a choice and let people vote with their consumer dollars.
Yeah.
You know, I have another. You know, just quickly, I have just, you know, you don't hear these other, the other side of the coin. Another story: at least five children were given the wrong immunizations at a health clinic in New Jersey for the uninsured, including a two-year-old boy who got, quote, an excessive dose of a cervical cancer prevention vaccine. What the heck is a two-year-old boy getting a cervical cancer prevention vaccine for? You know, the potential for mayhem is great because of human error. Two children were injected with expired vaccine. A third got a flu mist dose, even though the child was under the age recommended. So there are potential problems, and I've seen them.
There was research last week announced that, and I guess, I don't know, some people consider these supplements to be drugs. I don't. But there was a warning placed on St. John's wort because of so-called side effects from the Clinical and Experimental Pharmacology Journal. What do you make of that?
Well, there's side effects to, you know, virtually anything, and herbs also have to be used with caution. St. John's wort is a great herb for depression. It really works very nicely, but, you know, a couple of things. You have to stay out of the excessive sun because it can cause a sun reaction. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, if you're taking other antidepressant medications, maybe you shouldn't mess with St. John's wort unless you're getting medical supervision, because, you know, it could be, you know, 1 + 1 = 5. There's a, you know, excessive reaction. But other than that, you know, I'm not sure why, you know, people should be especially wary of taking these herbal products. They mostly are gentle, but, you know, we have to know about potential interactions.
All right. Last thing has to do with something I read this past week in your Intelligent Medicine newsletter about prostate cancer and supplements that men who have it ought to know about. My question to you is, should men who don't have it, I'm very fortunate, knock on wood, my PSA number is like 0.8, and I'm told for somebody
my age, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So should I take all of these various supplements? I'm taking most of them anyway as I go through the list. Or is this just something for men who have it now and they want to keep it from getting worse?
Well, since it turns out that about a quarter of men develop prostate cancer, it doesn't necessarily mean that they develop fatal or dangerous prostate cancer. It's very prevalent among men as they age. I think it's advisable to take things like curcumin, to take lycopene from tomato sauce, adequate vitamin D. And, you know, the list, there are 20 things that I list there. And, you know, prevention, I think, is the best way to go, because once you have it, it's harder to treat.
All right. Dr. Ron Hoffman, again, sign up for this Intelligent Medicine newsletter. It's nothing but smart and nothing but good. Dr. Hoffman with two Fs, drhoffman.com. There was 57 channels and nothing. All right. Netflix in the news again, Jen. Good Lord. Every day there's another either Donald Trump story about who's offing him from their TV network. hardcore. Netflix has another new show.
Well, this one is a little different than a show. They're actually prepping their first original feature films. So instead of now Netflix has done original TV, now why not do original motion films? They're going into the cinematic arena, yep. And they announced the release dates for their first set of original feature films on Tuesday. The first one will be called Beasts of No Nation. It's done by the guy who does True Detective, and it'll star Idris Elba, which will be released worldwide on Netflix and in U.S. theaters in October 16th. It's based on the Nigerian author's novel. And so it'll be kind of interesting to see how Netflix does in the movie arena.
Why is Chris Tucker and Netflix being sued before his comedy special premieres? I don't get that.
Well, Chris Tucker and Netflix are both being sued 3 days before his stand-up comedy special, Chris Tucker Live, is set to be released. Comedian Terry Hodges is claiming that he hasn't been paid $66,000 in fees that were accrued from years of writing, acting, editing, and producing work for that special. And he said, hey, you're going to release it?
Hey.
You better pay me.
Hey,
now, probably the biggest TV story of the day is Rosie Perez. She's leaving The View.
I don't see that as big at all. Who cares?
Again, you know, we used to really like The View here on the show, but now it seems like the door is just constantly
revolving. Did you see
revolving.
The rumors about Sarah Palin going now? There are lots and lots of rumors. Yeah, but this
she's
one's really
out.
Stoked up because she dumped her subscription web channel. And some people say that there are a lot of other people who are saying, look at what she's doing. She's next on The View.
This is crazy, though, because Rosie Perez just started last September, so
it's
to
horrible.
Have her go is crazy. Her last day will be with the season's finale on August 6th. I don't know what they can do to actually save this show. It seems like it's just taken too much
would
water
Sarah
into
Palin
the boat.
Save it?
I don't know. Sarah Palin would have saved it when Rosie was there, but I don't know if she saves it now.
Yeah.
For Simpson fans, some good news. Harry Shearer has signed a new deal to return to The Simpsons, according to Fox. With the deal, all six of the voice actors are confirmed to return for the historic 27th and 28th seasons of The Simpsons. The deal is the same as his fellow voice cast. It's an option. It's 2 years with an option for another two and an estimated $300,000 per episode.
Good for
that
him.
Is not too shabby for doing voice work. You don't even have to put makeup on at that point.
When you, by the way, and to sort of put it in perspective, most of the regular actors that have regular parts, depending on where their name is on the marquee, $60,000 to $160,000 an episode, unless you're Mark Harmon or somebody like that's associated with a big hit. Juliana Margulies, they're making $400,000 to $600,000 an episode. Other than that, that's pretty good dough, as you said, for not putting
not
on
so
makeup.
Not so bad.
51 after.